Scripture reading, Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from the tree, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Devotional. After Adam and Eve turned away from God, they used fig leaves to cover and hide their shame. These fig leaves have often been referred to by spiritual writers as the false or idolized selves we project in the world to cover and hide the shame we feel about our true selves. We effectively put on a fig leaf whenever we tie our identity to anything but the deep love of God and His will for our lives. Theologian Robert Mulholland identifies a few of the elusive qualities of such a false self. When we live as a false self, we fear that our lack of a true center for our identity will be revealed and that weakness exploited by others. One of the ways our false self tries to compensate is to find our identity in performance. "I am what I do" is one of primal perspectives of the false self. Our false self is a master manipulator, always seeking to leverage its world and all those in it in ways most advantageous to our own security, prestige, and especially agenda. Our false self always promotes us and our agenda above all others. The worst form of the false self is when it gets religion, when it becomes a religious false self. It develops so gradually over the years of our life. It is so subtly ingrained into us by our culture that we usually are not even aware of its presence. All our relationships are impacted negatively when we live out of a false self, when we choose to project and protect an idealized image. They are also impacted positively when we live out of a true self anchored and grounded in God. God invites us to trust Him as we go out into the world, noticing with whom we may be wearing a false self, and trusting that He will take care of us if we live truthfully and authentically. Question to consider. As you consider taking off any fig leaves you may be wearing, how do you hear God's promises, "Do not fear, I love you, I will never leave you"? Prayer. Lord, grant me courage to see where I am hiding behind the fig leaf of a false self that is afraid of being exposed. Help me to trust your love and to let it fill every part of my being. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.